The following podcast is a work of fiction. Now, at least we hope it is. We're pretty sure it is. Any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, would not only be purely coincidental, they would be absolutely hilarious. Hi everyone, let me catch y'all up on what's been going on in my life. I, an avid paranormal investigator and researcher, recently inherited the motherlode of all haunted houses, an old Victorian home nestled in historically spooky New Hampshire. So, while my wife and I work to restore it, I am going to painstakingly document every single thing that occurs on this property. Unfortunately, even with all of my professional equipment, the only thing that seems to be working correctly right now is my old trusty handheld recorder here. Now, regardless, I can't wait to see what we can capture and share as proof of the other side. One more thing. If anyone wants to reach out to me with questions or comments, you can email me at ghostguytom@gmail.com, or you can follow me at facebook.com/hauntedhouseflippers. All right, let's get right into it, and remember, if you've got it, haunt it. My name is Tom Miller, and this is Haunted House Flippers. Episode 2, The Return. Hi, everyone. It is now 4:43 p.m. Still Wednesday. It's still April 15th. After experiencing the experience that I just experienced, I believe I'm fully recovered from that experience. Mental note, look up synonyms for the word experience. I am currently on a brief walk around the property, drinking some water and just enjoying the breeze. As I head back in, I just want to collect my thoughts. So, what the hell just happened? I remember heading to the bathroom. I remember the chairs in the dining room were on the table. I remember seeing a straight chair in the living room, and then I swear the wall started to bleed. But I looked through my camera, and even though I remember taking a bunch of pictures of the table and the chairs, I don't seem to have a single one. And I don't need to go back inside right now to know absolutely for sure that there isn't going to be a single trace of blood in that house.
Tom, get in here.
What? What's wrong?
There's blood or something. It's all over the wall and the floor. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I told you. This is what I saw. I can't believe it. In an astonishing turn of events, the blood is still dripping from the wall and onto the floor. It smells pungent. Lee is approaching it? Lee, what are you doing?
Is this what you saw?
Obviously.
Interesting.
Lee has now placed a finger into the dripping brownish-red blood on the wall. Please don't eat it. Please don't eat it. Please don't eat it. Please don't be a vampire. I am not ready for this kind of commitment.
What?
Well, I have some bad news.
The house is haunted by a Class 2 multi-entity spectral presence with a power level of at least 7, allowing it to manifest itself and aspects of itself in various corporeal states, and that this is likely just the tip of the proverbial iceberg?
What?
No, you've got wood rot.
Wood rot? What's that?
It's when, after an extended amount of time, the wood, she rots.
Thanks.
That sounds pretty bad.
Yes and no. Although we will ultimately need to get into the roof's overhang, based on where this is coming from, I suspect that there is a hole in the roof and the old support beam rotted away. It's a relatively simple fix.
I like easy.
I said simple, not easy.
Oh.
We can get this cleaned up in a bit. It's not going anywhere.
Are you sure?
Yes. Shall we continue the tour for now?
No fainting this time.
Shut up. We have left the parlor and are now back in the raccoon room.
Most people call it a hallway or a foyer, but you do you, darling.
Hey, Lee. What's that door by the stairs?
Oh, that is one of the entrances to the basement.
It has a basement? Oh my God, it must be insanely creepy. Look at that lock. The door leading to the nightmare-inducing basement is sealed by some ancient iron lock.
Actually, it's quite lovely and more modern than the rest of the house. Your grandfather did a lot of updates to turn it into his workshop.
Well, that's disappointing.
Well, that's reassuring.
But I will give you credit that it's a really nice lock.
Can we check it out?
Of course. It's your home now. Huh. I apologize. It would appear that I don't have the key for this lock with me.
Whoa. Ghost lock.
I'm sure it's at home. I can grab it later if we can't get in from the bulkhead.
That's fine. Upstairs then?
Yeah, I guess. We are venturing up the wide, grand staircase, turning right and another right. So many rights.
Were you expecting it to go in different directions? Are you new to staircases?
He's new to a lot of things, it seems.
We have reached... the top of the stairs, and,
Hun, are you out of breath?
It was a lot of steps, okay?
There's no more than, like, 25.
That is a lot of steps, Janet. We have, like, four at home.
Wow.
All right. Welcome to the second floor. This home was originally built with three bedrooms up here.
But why? I thought you said the first family didn't have any kids.
Well, not from a lack of want or trying, from what I was told.
Oh, I see.
Since they were never blessed with any children, they utilized the bedrooms for visiting guests and family at their ever-frequent gathers and parties. To my right is the smallest of the three bedrooms. It seems to have mostly been used for storage.
It's hard to tell the size of the room. It is absolutely filled to the brim with old chests and crates, filled with likely mysterious contents.
My guess is fabric. Your grandmother liked to sew, but we can call the fabric mysterious if you'd like.
I am beginning to think that Lee is being dishonest about aspects of this house. It is simply too old and haunted for everything to have a simple, logical explanation. I don't think that we can fully trust...
You know I can hear you, right? I'm right here, and you are terrible at whispering.
Yeah, tell me about it. You should try going to the movies with him.
I'll pass, but thank you. So, the door to my right leads down the hall to the rest of the upstairs, but behind me is the master bedroom. Perhaps your husband can befriend another raccoon.
He'd try.
He looked friendly, okay?
Let me get the lights. The wiring in this house has never been updated, so this isn't surprising.
Am I the only one concerned with the person hanging by their neck in the middle of the room?
I'm sorry. There we go.
It's just a suit on a hanger, Tom. Really, are you going to do this ghost thing the entire time? Because it's going to get old real fast.
Hey, Lee.
Yes?
What's that?
What is what?
Above the fireplace. There's a square piece of what looks like brass or copper tacked above the mantle. On it, some symbol is carved into it. Kind of looks like the front part of a train, but upside down in a circle, but with part of a cat face on the side, but like if a child drew it.
What?
You say what a lot.
It was a hidden clause in our marriage certificate.
My condolences.
Thanks. A train?
Yeah, you know, like a choo-choo train.
Oh, thanks for clarifying. I'm going to make you an appointment with an optometrist as soon as we get home. Lee, it is odd, though. Any thoughts?
You know, I don't actually know. I honestly haven't ever noticed it before. I'm sure it's easy enough to take down if you want.
Yeah, it really does nothing for me.
Meh, I'm indifferent. We are so keeping it. I need to study it so badly.
Hey, Tom, you know what else you're bad at?
Whispering. Obviously, this is the master bedroom, being the largest and with this lovely fireplace. But also off of this bedroom and overlooking the driveway and side yard is the dressing room.
What's a dressing room?
Tom, have you ever been to a clothing store where you try clothes on?
Well, yeah, I know what that kind of dressing room is, but, like, I've never heard of one in a house.
Once upon a time, when people were more civilized, getting dressed was almost a form of art, especially for the ladies. The modest-sized room, combined with two full closets, made sure that there was plenty of room to store gowns, dresses, suits, and so on, and have plenty of room to either dress yourself or have someone get you set for the day.
I want someone to dress me every day.
That would certainly be an improvement.
What's that supposed to mean?
Tom.
No, really.
Your shoes don't match.
Oh, hey, you're right. Common mistake.
Thomas, one is a boot, and the other is a... You know what? Never mind. Can we just...
Moving on. Through the master suite is the other bedroom, about the same size.
There is something not quite right about this room. I can clearly see that there was an old suit in the window, but that shadow was definitely a man on a noose. There was absolutely no doubt in my mind. Ah!
You okay in there?
Lights out!
So turn them back on.
Yep, working on it. I don't like this. It's not working.
Just come in here already.
Okay, there we go. We're good. I'm fine. We're fine. Everything is fine. Gonna go into the next bedroom. Okay, here we are. Hi, friends. How are you? I'm great. I have to pee.
So, go downstairs. We'll wait.
No, thanks. I'll hold it.
Are you afraid you're gonna pass out again? Hun, I'm kidding. Tom, honey, you're shaking. For real. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just spooked myself.
Anyway, I was just telling Janet that this room is about the same size as the master suite, with a small fireplace, but with two closets instead of the dressing room.
Great. Awesome. I love it. Yep.
Tom, are you sure you're okay? We can continue this tomorrow if you want.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Oof. Okay. Where was I? On top of the stairs, went in the master bedroom. It's got a fancy dressing room to the right. We've gone left into the next bedroom next door. Turning left again, we exit into, what would you call this?
A hallway?
Well, it's not exciting at all.
Well, they used to call it the passage.
Oh, like a secret passage?
Exactly, except it was only secret to anyone who had never been up here.
And this goes where?
The full bathroom is here at the end of the hall, passage. And to the right was the old sewing room.
Was?
Yes, was. This is the part of the house with the most damage. The bathroom is in okay shape, but the floor gave out in the sewing room and collapsed into the kitchen below when a small portion of the roof caved in from a big storm we had recently.
Yikes. Well, other than the basement, is there much else to see?
Not particularly. I can get that key anytime you like, though.
That would be great. Thank you. I think Tom and I need a few minutes alone to talk.
Of course. Shall I?
No. We'll go out to the car. I could use a cigarette.
Hey, you okay, hon?
I don't know. This is a massive undertaking, Tom. Neither of us have any experience with this kind of thing.
Well, we remodeled our house.
Not really. We contracted a company to remodel our kitchen.
Yeah, but I helped. I can be useful.
You painted the wrong room. Twice. And somehow broke the stove before it was even installed.
Those were special circumstances, thank you.
Tom, let's be realistic here. Some of the rooms are in good shape, sure, but there's a portion of the second floor that's just collapsed. Collapsed, Tom. And some of the roof is so rotten, it's become liquid.
I didn't know wood could do that.
Neither did I, Tom. Neither did I. I just don't think this is feasible.
But it's such a cool house.
It's falling apart, Tom.
I know, but...
We really need to sell it as is. A job like this is going to require a designer and at least one person with a lot more experience than we have. Both willing to work for basically nothing. Not to mention the amount of money we would have to dump into this is more money than we have to do this kind of a job.
So, that's...
I'm sorry to interrupt. I didn't intentionally eavesdrop, but may I offer a potential solution?
Yes, please.
Sure.
It only just occurred to me that since we only met today, you don't know what I do for a living.
Wait, you're not a grave person?
A grave person?
You know, a hearse driver, buries people, does funerals, you know, grave person.
You just listed three different professions, Tom. No, I'm a designer and architect by trade. I'm also pretty skilled with the manual labor side of things, too. And I've got some solid connections if we need anything done outside of my skill sets.
Yeah, but the problem is money, Lee. We can't afford you, let alone all of the material costs.
I'm offering my services for free. Friend of the family discount and all that.
Why? Why would you do that?
Honestly, I just want to see this house restored to what it used to be.
That's very kind of you, but what about the other contractor work?
I have favors that are owed. This should barely cost you anything. Also, it would seem that you are unaware of the money that was set aside by Tom's grandfather. Its intent is solely for maintenance on the house. It should cover nearly everything we need.
Hun, what do you think?
I don't know.
Please? Let's just give it a try.
Fine. 1 month. I am giving this 1 month. If we haven't made any decent progress, then we sell it as is.
Deal.
Yay! I own a haunted house!
You own a house with a raccoon in it.
This is wonderful news. I'll get the paperwork set up for transfer of ownership.
How long do you think that will take?
For a private transfer, it should be quick. We could start working on this as soon as you'd like.
How about tomorrow morning?
Tom, we need to go home first, make arrangements for our home, get some essentials, then we can come back.
What could we possibly need that we do not have right here?
Clothes. I would like more than what I am currently wearing.
Eh, that's fair.
And I refuse to work under these current conditions.
What conditions?
The fact that you are wearing one boot and one sneaker is going to drive me to divorce.
That is also fair.
Lee, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for the tour. Is there anything else we should see before we go?
I'll have the basement opened up for when you come back. I would show you the lovely backyard, but it looks like we have a storm rolling in, so we can save that for next time.
It has a yard?
Indeed, complete with a garden.
That actually sounds really nice. Do you need any help before we head out?
I can handle everything here. Just let me know when you're heading back. I have some family who owns the motel down the street. I'll get a room set up for you until you can sleep here.
I mean, we could just sleep here now.
I am not sleeping in a house with no beds and a minor raccoon infestation.
Fine.
Take care, Lee.
Bye, Lee. Sorry for calling you a dead person.
Bye, Tom. And Janet?
Yes?
Best of luck with all of that.
Thanks. It's a daily struggle.
Well, that was quite an adventure. We are now heading back home to get...
Turn that off.
...a few things before we head back.
I am going to make you eat that thing.
This is Tom and Janet Miller.
Nope. Just Tom. I am not a part of this.
Signing off. Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written, produced, and edited by J.D. Laureate, who also voiced Tom Miller. Janet Miller is played by Melissa Croft. Lee was played by Adrian Johnson. Our theme song is Buzzard's Bay by The Shortcuts, and yes, ghostguytom@gmail.com is a real email address. For more information, you can check us out at facebook.com/hauntedhouseflippers. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.